B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, so Bryce, you're looking for Shayna, is that correct?
Yes.
Hello. What's up, Bryce? So what happened, man? Talk to us.
So look, I met this girl on Tinder, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we chatted a little bit, and we decided to go out. And, you know, we went out, man. We had a date. It was really cool and everything. And then, you know, I dropped her off at her house, you know, later on. And she went to work the next day, and she's been ghosting me, man, you know?
Yeah. So, like, how did the date end, though? Like, did she say, all right, hated it, never want to see you again? Or did you feel like there was possibility for another date?
Nah, I thought it was possibility for another date. You know, she was laughing with me. You know, everything was cool. You know, the only thing I could think about was, like, you know, I got a lot into my head. I don't know if, like, maybe I was chewing, you know, the steak too hard or whatever the case was, you know.
Yeah. Oh, so, like, wait a minute. Man. Yeah. So, the date went so great that it had to be, like, something completely weird.
Yeah. You know, and it wasn't even steak. It was, like, small little bites. I only had some small little bites, you know.
Yeah.
But I was, like, I was chewing. Maybe I was chewing, like, chewing gum. I mean, I have no idea. You know what I mean?
So
I do get it. When you get a real good piece of steak, you know, sometimes it's you know, you have to really enjoy it. I get it.
So, okay.
Yeah,
Okay, so I just want to wrap my head around this. If she answers the phone and says, no, I'm not into Bryce, you want me to say, is it because of the way he was chewing his steak?
Yeah, and again, it wasn't like a full steak. It was like, you know, these little biters, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you know, so it was probably like oysters or something. I was like slurping them, like, you know, like loud, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, that's not much about the oysters, right? I mean, that's the way I always did it, you know?
So it's good. So it maybe something because of the way you're eating, you're saying that she was a little bad. And you know what? If that's it, that's something we can definitely fix. So Bryce, hang on the phone. We'll call Shayna next, okay?
Hello?
Hello, is this Shayna?
Yeah, this is she.
Hey, Shayna, how you doing? My name is Ramiro. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.
I'm really sorry. I'm, like, really late for work right now. I'm, like, heading out the door. Can this wait till my lunch break?
No. This will be really, really quick. I'm sorry. We got your phone number. We're calling you from a radio station, and we got your phone number from a guy who wanted us to ask you all on a date on his behalf. And we could, I'll tell you the guy's name. And if you agree to go on a date with him, then we'll pay for whatever date you choose. Like, you could tell us the restaurant, whenever you're free, things like that.
Okay, can we just, like, please make this quick? I have to get off the phone, like, right now.
Okay, I'm sorry. His name is Bryce, and you went on a date with him already? So he said that he's apologizing if he chewed his food, if he ate in an embarrassing way, and he can work on that. So, if that's why...
Well, no, it's not the food. I mean, like, did he... Is that what he thinks it is? He thinks it's the food?
That's what he said.
How
that
he ate?
He said everything else. He really feels like you guys had a great date. He said even you were giving off good vibes.
Yeah, I don't really know. I mean, let me just, like, let me ask you something. Like, if somebody says they're going to come pick you up for a date,
mm-hmm.
What kind of car do you picture them, like, rolling up in?
I don't know, just, like, I guess anything that's not a complete and utter piece of shit.
A car that's running?
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not, you know, like, before you think I'm some kind of stuck-up bitch, like, I don't care what kind of car I'm getting picked up in.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, this guy didn't have a car. He rolled up in, like, a U-Haul truck.
He what? In a U-Haul truck?
Yeah, a U-Haul truck. I was, like, really confused.
Wait.
Yeah. Exactly.
Are you serious? Like the ones that say rent me for $19.99 an hour on the side, like those trucks?
Exactly. Yeah. So I thought he was moving somebody, and he just said no, like it was nothing, like it was just like old regular Tuesday. And she said, I mean, I thought maybe he was gonna like drop it off at some cars or something at some point, but no, that's how we drove to the restaurant. And then when he dropped me off. Like, he tried to go in for a kiss, and I panicked. And, you know, I said, maybe next time. And I just jumped out, and I blocked his number.
He picked you up in a U-Haul truck and took you on a date in the U-Haul truck?
Yeah.
And he thought that...
Okay.
So, That's interesting, because he didn't mention that. Hey, and he's on the phone right now, by the way, Shane. I'm sorry to tell you.
Oh, no. Oh, God. What the hell?
Bryce.
Yeah?
You thought it was because of the way you chewed your food.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I thought, you know? That's what was going on, you know?
But you did pick her up in a U-Haul truck.
Well, no. I mean, kind of, sort of. But, you know, it wasn't a truck. It was a van, by the way, you know?
Oh, it's a U-Haul van. That makes it
better. Yeah, it was in a truck. So, you know, I had a car and I sold it. You know, things are a little tight right now. So I only work down the block, you know, down the street, actually. Gas prices are so high and everything. So, you know, I was just like, all right, I got rid of my car. So then when, you know, I wanted to go on a date with Shayna, I was like, all right, let me go rent a car. But since, you know, I'm under 25, you know, I can't rent a car. So I had to go and get a U-Haul truck.
You're not.
But actually, I got a U-Haul van to make it more compact for us, you know?
That makes no sense. You're not even 25? You said you're 28.
Well, I mean, everybody tells me I look pretty mature for my age, and I act mature. So, yeah, that's why, you know, I'm 28, you know?
So, wait, hold on. So you lied about your age, and you picked her up in a U-Haul van.
Guys, look, all right, let me explain to you guys. And I think you guys will do the same thing.
Okay.
You know, a U-Haul van is only charging, what is it, like $20 plus mileage, you know? So, I mean, how expensive could that be? You know, I don't have to spend like $150 on a rental car for one day.
Right, right.
You know? And that's what I was going to ask. You're talking about gas prices. How much does it cost to fill up a U-Haul?
Yeah, so look, this is the whole thing. You know, we weren't going to go too far, right? So my boy, he works at the U-Haul, and he gave me like a nice little hookup, you know? So it wasn't going to be that much money, you know? He was like, you know, he was looking out for me.
I'm just baffled that when I asked you why you thought she like wasn't into you, that maybe the fact that you rolled up in a U-Haul van didn't even occur to you. You're like, I don't know, maybe I chewed my steak or food. Maybe I slurped my oysters too weird.
Look, I don't know why people don't rent more U-Haul vans. I mean, they're cheaper than a car. I mean, it's even cheaper than an Uber, you know? I mean, it's a no-brainer, right, guys?
No.
Yeah, like, I don't know. You don't think it's weird? You don't think it's weird to drive a U-Haul van to a restaurant?
Yeah, man, you know, you go anywhere, you see a U-Haul truck, you think somebody's moving. Like, you're not, like, you know, saying, like, oh, who's driving that car or that van or whatever. You don't even think about that.
Yeah, but I care, okay? Like, I give a f*** about this. Like, it's a little bit embarrassing.
I care so much about that. Well, I mean, what's a big deal? I mean, it's just a van, you know?
But Matt, it just kind of tracks with your whole thing because you are a bit of a cheap ass. Because, like, I ordered food and he had, like, a side salad.
Yeah, but I had those little bites, you know? I had those little steak bites, you know? All right, so next time, you know what I'll do? I'll go to Home Depot. I'll get one of those little, you know, those little pickup trucks.
No!
Oh, wait. Those are like $100 a day. No, you know, I'll get one of those electric bikes.
Oh, my God.
How about a nice romantic date on a blue bike, Shayna? No? Is that a no?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
No. It's a big no.
Good.
All right. This guy. I cannot.
Sorry, Bryce.
That's what you call high maintenance.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@hot969boston.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.